This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
A fair and full process.
President Obama spoke out today for the first time, really, since he left office. And he spoke out about the travel ban that was enacted over the course of the weekend. And he said the president fundamentally disagrees with the notion of discriminating against individuals based on their faith or religion. And he believes that American values are at stake in this decision. What do you think about him speaking out so early on and in the way that he did?
He's welcome to say what he wants. It's a free country, including for ex-presidents. But let's back it up a second. President Trump would agree with exactly what you just said there, the first part, which is that we don't believe anybody should be discriminated according to their religion or whatever he said, in addition to what he said. That's not what this is. This is temporary. It is 90 days, and it is very narrowly restricted to seven countries that none other than President Obama's administration identified as high risk for harboring, training, and exporting terrorists.
But being hypocritical and criticizing it?
He's welcome to say what he wants. What I think is everybody should be reminded it was his list originally, number one. And number two, Martha, that, you know, when you're as powerful as an ex-president or a current sitting senator, and you say or do anything that could possibly mislead people into believing that something has an impact and the effect that it clearly does not, it's a dangerous game.
In terms of the...
Kellyanne Conway, clarifying some things here. And, the one thing about hypocrisy, it does have a way of exposing itself. And, we're talking, it's not a religious situation. Clearly, if it was, then it would involve all Muslim countries. We're talking, as David French said, somewhere around 12% of the Muslim population being affected here. Short term, not a ban, moratorium, timeout. Let's get our brains and get our policy around this stuff rolled out a little clumsily. I think we can all accept that. But let's give the president a break. I mean, he doesn't even have his full contingent of cabinet members in place here. He's making things happen. He is a make it happen kind of guy, and Congress needs to make sure that they're giving him everything that he needs to accomplish the job. And by delaying, some of this stuff is kind of silly, the way they're delaying the process. I think it's just, the Democrats, obstructing things and, dragging their heels just because they can. It's like, look at these are sharp people. They're guilty of making lots of money, I guess, if you want to, put it that way. Guilty of making a lot of money, but they want to serve. They want to offer something back to a country that has blessed them. And I say, hey, look at why not? I mean, at that level and all that they've learned, you don't make billions of dollars in some of these cases and not learn a lot of things along the way. And clearly, if you've been paying attention at all to the interviews and, some would say inquisitions that have taken place there in Capitol Hill. These are sharp people. I mean, they have great answers. I mean, it's very impressive. In much the same way, my attitude, I agreed with what Democrats said about President Obama, that, hey, these are his people. He picked them. Let him have his people. Let him have his staff. Why drag this out? You got other things you can drag out. And, of course, we've got a Supreme Court nominee coming. And, that's going to be a battle royale. It might turn into a cage fight. Scott, I don't know. What do you think? We might have to bring some, MMA players back in the field here.
I'll get Dana White and Vince McMahon on the phone.
Hey, would you do that? Because I think we're going to need somebody here in the middle to, kind of see if we can hold these guys together without somebody getting too damaged along the way. But, it's a messy business, ladies and gentlemen. You know the difference from where we are now, where we need to be. There's going to be some pain in them, Dar Hills. And we're going to experience some of that, but I believe it's going to be all for the better. It's a growth process, and when you grow, sometimes it can be a little bit painful. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. You want to get involved in the conversation, any way you can. BMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. Love to hear from you. Good, bad, indifferent. Let us know. Your opinion does count. It's not invalidated. We need to hear your voice, okay? We've got to work through this stuff, so let's reason together. You know, a couple of weekends ago, an estimated 3.3 million people joined marches in more than 500 U.S. cities, making this possibly the single largest coordinated demonstration in U.S. history. Could be one for the record books, according to a political scientist sourced in Vox's reporting of the women's marches in Washington, D.C. and beyond. And they tell me the numbers are still coming in. Heather Monahan is with us. Heather is uniquely qualified here as a business expert and founder of Heather Monahan, LLC, a mentoring group that advises women on various workplace issues. Her career, her curriculum vitae is quite broad and experienced, and it gives her a rather unique position and perspective, and one that we can all benefit from. Heather Monahan, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here to break down, you know, what happened. I think people are still trying to figure out what happened with the Women's March. And did it really matter? Is it, was there so many disparate interests that they're having a hard time? And also, I guess, maybe some decentralized leadership, because some of the properties that I saw on display reminded me of the early beginnings of the Tea Party, where it seemed to be a little bifurcated.
It's interesting. I actually did not attend a march, but I definitely support women supporting women, so I applaud all of those women coming out. But I'm still confused, having, you know, seeing all the media coverage, what was the ultimate goal there? And I think, you know, there was a lot of decentralization, as you just mentioned. So, you know, is this about the president? And is this about women challenging the president? Or is this about women supporting women equality, you know, in a much broader scope, which I think definitely is the right angle? Because before 2017, there was inequality for women in this country, as we are all very familiar. It's definitely not about January, you know, in 2017 and Donald Trump.
Right. Although that was part of it, and certainly there was some interest and lots of money that seemed to be focused at, you know, derailing this new administration at its early beginning. Dare I say, you know, abort any kind of process here for Donald Trump. But I think there's value, and I agree with you, Heather, in the middle of all this. I think there is a core group of women that are saying, hey, let's look at the legitimate issues of women's rights. And that is something that we can, you know, we can unite on and present a cohesive message that I think, you know, will gain some ground and be much more effective than being all over the place. Because I'm not sure, and my read of what I saw, I was not there, But what I saw in interviews, anecdotally, was the people were a bit bifurcated and confused. There wasn't a consistent, you know, branding message or idea
right.
or rallying point that you could say, oh, okay, that's it. It was, like you say, I think some of this was a lot of discontent. And, of course, what we saw in the media, what was represented with, you know, the voices of Ashley Judd and Madonna, I think is unfortunate, you know, for the women, the other women who legitimately
sure.
are saying, you know, like yourself is saying, hey, we're losing something here. This is really not about blowing up the White House or some other poem. I'm talking to several therapists because I'm trying to analyze what Ashley Judd was trying to tell me.
Well, you know, that part is exceptionally unfortunate, and it really takes away from exactly what you just said, which is the real fundamental issue that we all have here and know has been a massive issue in our country for as long as I've been alive. So, you know, what are those next steps, and how do we unify and channel this energy into something positive? There has to be a game plan. There has to be a strategy, and there has to be more of a single focus in unison around how do women improve their lives, and not just that day that they decide to stand outside of the White House. You know, everybody can't be there each week to challenge whatever is happening in Washington, D.C., but what you can do is you can take this message to your own individual life, and you can challenge the bullies, and you can challenge that you aren't paid fairly. You can, knowing that you have millions of other women standing behind you, if there is some type of unification and strategy around what does this initiative look like for 2017? Is it that women will no longer be treated unfairly, and you've got a million of other supporters behind you, and take that message home and enact that in your own life instead of being reactive? Most recently seeing, you know, the reaction being delete Uber app. You know, I saw that all over social media the past couple of days. Again, reactionary, not something that is necessarily going to create change in my life or in somebody else's life, you know, that really jumped in trying to support women. And unfortunately, I'm hoping that things aren't lost and that we can reconvene and create that strategy to really challenge the greater issue here, which is women inequality.
Right. Well, Heather, you and I, you know, share our media experience in common here. And, you know, you currently hold the title of Chief Revenue Officer for Beasley Media Group. What has been your experience, your media experience, in terms of how women have been treated?
Well, I think that, you know, women, unfortunately, are treated very differently in any workplace, you know, not specifically unique to media, but obviously highlighted in media. You know, looking just at Melania and the focus on what she looks like and what she's wearing, and just this whole focus around what a female appears like and the appearance, that issue in media is a constant. It's disruptive and it's challenging, you know, when raising young women in this country, and they're confronted with these images all across media about what is superficial and how you're supposed to look. And that is so difficult that I don't know, you know, luckily I don't think men are confronted with those same level of challenges and being portrayed in a certain way in media, but it's really difficult to be a woman today in this day and age, specifically because of the way that media portrays women and what they highlight.
Well, you know, you bring up Melania, and that's a good point. You know, and I think it's quite interesting. I mean, who were the people that made the comments about the dress and that? I mean, if we look at the political divide in the country, it wasn't conservatives, you know, that I heard, you know, criticism of, you know, what she was wearing and, you know, one to another, which I thought was quite ironic, because the interesting thing, and of course we saw this quite clearly when Governor Palin was appointed as the vice presidential candidate under John McCain. I mean, there was such a pig pile, you know, on her by women, surprisingly, by other women. You go, well, wait a minute here. You know, you got somebody who is now in a national position helping to raise the bar for all women, you know, whether you're Republican or Democrat, but it didn't matter. I mean, you know, if it would have been Democrat, okay, but a Republican, that's a problem.
That's such a great point, and unfortunately, bullies and inequality don't just stop with men, you know, treating women unfairly. Mm-hmm. There is a tremendous amount of women-on-women bullying, and you brought up that great point. You know, we saw so much of that negativity comes from other women, and that is another huge issue.
It is. It is equal opportunity.
We're our own worst enemy.
It's equal opportunity, and I think you go back to what the psychologists have studied for a long time, and that is that people who look better, that are more appealing, they seem to get the breaks, right?
Oftentimes, yes. Oftentimes,
even still, no matter. I don't think we can get that out of our system, but it is there. It's a reality that we deal with. Heather Monahan is with us. We've got more from Heather on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it.
For too long, a small group in our nation's capital has reaped the rewards of government while the people have borne the cost. Washington flourished, but the people did not share in its wealth. Politicians prospered, but the jobs left and the factories closed. The establishment protected itself, but not the citizens of our country. Their victories have not been your victories. Their triumphs have not been your triumphs. And while they celebrated in our nation's capital, there was little to celebrate for struggling families all across our land. That all changes starting right here and right now, because this moment is your moment. It belongs to you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Did you kind of sense this big uh-oh sound that came out of the dais, you know, because it was such an indictment against the ruling class of our country. It's like, oh, my goodness, the jig is up. Heather Monahan is with us. She is a business expert, founder of Heather Monahan LLC, a mentoring group that advises women on various workplace issues. She is a multimedia force, empowering others to use their unique attributes to achieve success in all aspects of their lives. I appreciate that about Heather, because I believe the human potential is just and it's so incredible and extraordinary. And this is what I love about this country, is that I don't know, Heather, I don't know of another country that affords the expression of human potential that America does.
Oh, my gosh, there isn't. And, you know, we sit here and we talk about, you know, what's happening and how difficult it is to watch some of, you know, the terrible comments and negativity and hatred that's out there right now. But at least we live in a country where you are allowed to voice your opinion. And if you want to march and you want to challenge the president of the United States, you're able to do that. We're so lucky and blessed to live here.
I say do that. Let your voice be heard, but also let your dreams be realized. Don't allow, you know, some of this stuff, and I know that you guide people on this, Heather, is that, you know, it's kind of a recipe. You want a little negativity in there to kind of, you know, boil up the blood a little bit and get you motivated, but you don't want it to be so overwhelming that it stifles you and throws you in the fetal position, sucking your thumb in your safe place, because you're going to miss out, aren't you?
I mean, I think that goes back to business and in life, you know, not just in politics, mm-hmm. right?
So right, exactly.
We want to be surrounded with people that challenge us. We want to be surrounded by different perspectives and be willing to open our minds to understanding where different people are coming from and really understanding a landscape bigger than just our own limited view and perception. So I think it's really important to, you know, open our minds to that. But again, not focusing on the negativity, instead focusing on solutions and how we can all grow and better from it.
Well, that makes you an asset in the marketplace when you are solution-focused. A lot of people have an opinion, and we can all be disgruntled. But, boy, you give me somebody who's looking at the possibilities and is willing to put their shoulder to the problem. Boy, they're on my team.
Yeah, those are exactly the kind of people that I look to hire and surround myself with in my personal life as well. That's how we all get better.
Well, and this is the opportunity that is in front of America today, Heather. I look over the landscape. I mean, I'm talking to my friends associated with Wells Fargo and Bank of America and other institutions, and they're saying, Bill, people are coming in talking about starting of small businesses. I mean, it's all of a sudden we've got this rebirth and this resurgence of new business, potential new business activity that is on the horizon, and it's really exciting. And I think it's exciting on many levels, and I think more for those, you know, up and coming entrepreneurs, for them to realize their dream. I mean, you know, people are starting to dream big dreams again. To me, that's exciting.
Well, I think that's the whole way and really the platform that, you know, Donald Trump was able to win this election off of. It's how can we get back to really being an entrepreneurial country that, you know, we were founded. This is what we were all about. And how do we get back to that to enable people to chase their dreams?
Right. And in that, in this universe of potential, and what is on the horizon, there is plenty of room for women that want to go out and make a difference, write their own paychecks. And I know that's what you're encouraging them to do. But I want to go back and revisit this issue about women on women. And, you know, we often think of bullies being, you know, that there's, you know, male bullies, but they're female bullies. And we've seen them on display as well. In fact, you experienced it directly with a tweet from Melania. You were involved in one of her tweets, right?
with Ivanka, actually.
Ivanka, I'm sorry. I'm
daughter.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, no, Ivanka Trump had featured me on her website, Women Who Work, which is a site that she's created to really support. And I actually think she stepped away from the site now. But, you know, a couple months ago, she was still involved and, you know, really recognizing strong women that are empowering other women. And she highlighted some of the things that I was doing. She sent me an email to thank me for being on the site, and I emailed her back, hey, I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't mind tweeting about the article. And
right.
She did. And wow. But once she tweeted about the article, I was then tagged in every response for the 9 million followers that she has. And to see the amount of hatred and attack, and again, all she was doing was, she was saying some great business advice from another, you know, great female leader. It was something very simple like that. The attack that she had, saying disgusting things about her potential relationship with her father, things, I mean, really crazy things that I can't even fathom. I mean, it took me back in my mind to, if people were going to attack me about my dad, right? Yes. Because I'm sure we all have parents and we might not be proud of everything they've done, but it's not representative of who we are as an individual, or you don't need to agree with Donald Trump or have voted for him to see that Ivanka Trump was trying to support me, just another woman in business, and to have it tie all back to this anger and attack about her as a woman, and just so much negativity. And again, coming a lot from men, but also from women as well, was really disheartening to see.
Well, it is the nature of our culture. It is the contention. And I would say, Heather, you know, there's more to come, because until we fight ourselves out, we're in a sense like drowning people, you know, and lifeguards will tell you when somebody's drowning. I'm here on the West Coast right now and surrounded by plenty of water. But the lifeguards will tell you when somebody's drowning, you don't go and save them right away. You got to let them fight themselves out, and then they're easier to save. You know, and I sense that in a lot of ways, our country culturally is in a similar situation. We have a lot of fight in us and a lot of anger, and that has to be exercised out. And the sooner the better, because of the opportunity, because of the individual lives that are affected here. You know, things that could make a huge difference, not only on people directly, but on their families and, you know, their legacy, Heather. I mean, you've seen it yourself in your own family.
Well, I like that you brought up the lifeguard analogy. Having been a lifeguard many, many years ago, you know, my favorite saying from being involved and working with the water and being a lifeguard is, be a participant in your own rescue, right? So you don't need to just sit and flail around and wait for someone to come save you. What can you do today to actually be a participant in saving yourself? Right. And that really ties back to this Women's March. And what are women doing today to be a participant in changing the world in their own unique local world? What can you do today to make that movement effective and meaningful and create positive change for women across the country?
Well, you can appreciate this. One of my good friends, a lifeguard, a lot of experience, he says sometimes when he went to save people, he just said, hey, stand up.
Well, he had a much better perspective on the situation, I guess, than they did in that time.
Well, sure. I mean, and that's what I mean. Sometimes we get ourselves, we're flailing, we're so revved up and everything like that, that we forget to stand up, you know? And,
very true.
Yeah, so an interesting perspective. I really appreciate. I knew you being a lifeguard that you'd appreciate that perspective. And maybe in life that's what we do. We get ourselves flailing so much that we find ourselves on our backs, and all we got to do is stand up. It's not like we're turtles, right?
That's exactly it.
Yeah. Well, Heather, enjoyed the time with you. Thank you so much for coming on. Where can they go for more information, Heather Monahan?
HeatherMonahan.com, or you can follow me on any of my social handles, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, and YouTube.
Yeah, you can follow Ivanka. I mean, Ivanka's, you know, tracking on her, too. So you can be part of the team here as we, you know, continue to increase our hope and dream big dreams. And we expect some great stories to be coming out, especially from you women with the dreams that you've been holding back on. Let them go. Heather Monahan, thank you so much for being with us.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
You come right in, get to all my brokenness, get to all my hopelessness. I am not alone. You come right in.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. I might add self-responsibility. Very, very important. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to be talking about an Ipsos survey. Gen Xers more pessimistic and less prepared for aging than baby boomers. You ready for that? We'll talk about this report here with Dr. Andrea Clemes in just a moment. But in the ever-changing landscape of healthcare and with our current system, the Affordable Care Act, as it stands today, on the brink of change once more is the Gen X population. We're talking about the ages of 36 to 51. They're feeling more pessimistic but less prepared for aging than their baby boomer counterparts. In fact, Gen Xers are on a trajectory to live shorter lifespans and with more chronic disease than baby boomers. So for the first time in more than two decades, life expectancy for Americans declined last year. In addition, under the current state of our U.S. healthcare system, 63% of Gen Xers are concerned that in the next 10 years, their access to doctors will worsen. Is it any wonder? I mean, you look at the exit doors, you see doctors exiting, and you already hear the reports that we don't have enough doctors anyway, so why would they think different? Well, as I mentioned, Dr. Andrea Clemes is with us. She's Chief Medical Officer at MDVIP, And she's here to talk about these findings and also provide some simple yet important advice on what, you know, both Gen Xers, baby boomers can do to achieve greater health outcomes in the future. Why not? Dr. Clemes, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Well, thanks for having me today.
Well, good to have you here to enlighten us on this survey. I touched on a couple things here, but what's the big takeaway for us?
The MDVIP survey showed that Gen Xers want to live long lives. In fact, half of them want to live till 90, and about a quarter want to live almost to 100. Yet they're not doing the right things to get there. Two-thirds say they could do a better job at taking care of themselves, like maintaining a healthy weight, watching their diet, exercising, and managing stress. If they don't do these things, they're not going to live till 90 or 100.
Mm-hmm. Well, my good doctor friend of mine says that we are carrying a load. The loads that we're carrying today are incredible, especially amongst baby boomers. And maybe we have that little bit of that attitude, and we keep hearing the voice of Yogi Berra, who said, if I knew I was going to live this long, I'd taken better care of myself. And, you know, the baby boomers have been taking care of their parents. They've empirically have realized, you know, what this is all about. And I think most baby boomers, and anybody for that matter, if you give it any thought, would like to exit gracefully, right?
No, that makes sense, yes. And baby boomers are the type that like to make a plan and follow it. Gen Xers are the type, they're in this sandwich generation, sandwiched between baby boomers and millennials, and sandwiched between their parents and their kids. They're also at the peaks of their careers. So they're very anxious about things. They're worried about how to get there. And they actually look more to friends, spouses, and the internet for information rather than baby boomers that really go to their physicians for their healthcare information.
Mm. Well, I got to say, I was a little surprised at this one aspect of the survey that determined that one in three Gen Xers, they don't want to go to the doctor because they don't want they don't want the news, you know. And I go, okay, well, what is that going to get you?
You know, half of the Gen Xers haven't been to a physician for a physical within the last 5 years.
Wow.
And then a third are afraid to go because of what they're going to hear. But, you know, it's kind of like when we think about our 401ks, we invest in our future financially. We should be investing in our health. Sitting down with an MDVIP physician, really focusing on what are your risk factors, what's your family history, and what do you need to do to mitigate that risk so that you can live that long, healthy life.
Mm-hmm. Well, you say over half of the Gen Xers are afraid of getting old, and they're dealing with that issue of mortality, aren't they?
They are, more so than baby boomers. It was interesting. The MDVIP survey showed that baby boomers are more worried about dementia, losing their memory, being a burden, and going into a nursing home as they age. Gen Xers are more worried about how they're going to look when they're older, loneliness, and if they're going to have sex when they get older. So very different attitudes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the baby boomers would have answers for them and give them some wisdom.
All those
levels, right?
They could give good advice.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've seen these experiments where people have said, "Hey, I don't want to get old," and they look rather freaky, you know, with some of these, some of these plastic surgeries that have taken place. You know, what were you thinking? I'm sure you thought it was a good idea at the time.
and the survey showed that Gen Xers are more apt to go for plastic surgery and do things to prevent the aging process.
Mm. Well, it's like I said, there's things that can be learned here. I mean, I can appreciate it because of the technology and what they're seeing there. And of course, it's a very surface culture that we live in. It's very external, isn't it?
It is. I mean, when Gen Xers are more worried about how they're going to look when they age versus their health.
Yes.
You know, one of the things you started with is they're worried about the cost of health care, and that the survey bore that out, that they're worried about the quality of doctors and the cost of health care. If they took care of themselves now, mm-hmm. they would have less of a cost later because they'd be healthier.
Right. And there and so often, I don't know, maybe this is just the human complex, maybe not necessarily divided by Xers or boomers, and that is that we think that we're somehow invincible and that, eating all those Cheetos and Twinkies isn't going to matter, and carrying an extra, 25, 30 pounds of weight. But yet, when you look at the empirical evidence, if you want to take the time to do it, but what you're saying is Gen Xers are not, they're not prone to look into the research and see how it would relate to them, right?
Right. And as we see that the life expectancy is going down and one in two adults are dealing with a chronic condition, it's a wake-up call for Gen Xers to say, you know, I need to pay attention. I need to understand what's going on in my health so that I can live till 90 or 100.
Well, what are they thinking when they're watching their parents and other people around them, you know, going through the life process, you know, on the whole spectrum, you know, from, as you say, Alzheimer's to, you know, failing sex life, memory loss, dementia, you know, the whole deal. What are they thinking, that somehow they're going to avoid this, or?
Yeah, they're an anxious group. But I think they're so busy taking care of their parents, taking care of their kids, working on their career, and sort of more living in the now, mm-hmm. that they're not thinking that I need to invest in my health. I mean, the Yogi Berra quote was perfect.
Right.
You know, and we have MDVIP physicians who will say, if I can get a 30 or 40-year-old, I can really make a difference in their life and affect change. By the time you're a baby boomer, your fate is sort of sealed about what's going to happen to you.
Right, right, exactly. Well, and for these, you know, for this next generation coming in, the Gen Xers, it's, you know, getting a wake-up call to, you know, what can happen here. I mean, they seem on one hand concerned about it, but on the other hand, not wanting to do much. It's almost, you have this idea that their head's in the sand on these issues.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is the time factor. You know, maybe if the baby boomer parents help take care of the kids more, the Gen Xers could actually get out and exercise. Mm-hmm. You know, when you have a full-time career, you're taking care of your parents and your kids, it's very hard to juggle and say, I'm going to go to the gym for an hour three times a week, or, you know, I'm going to eat healthier because it's easier to grab a quick bite. But if you can really sit and work with a physician advocate who can help you determine what the best path for you is, and maybe it's making small steps at first, like, you know, eating out one less time a week, or, you know, focusing just on exercise and having somebody help take care of the kids so you can get to the gym or exercise with the kids. Anything that you can do to make yourself healthier.
Well, no question. Time is a rather precious commodity, you would say, but we need to learn how to spend it well to where we're investing on these incredible issues, these most important issues, you know, including our health. But if we're not pausing to consider it, then it's just more of the same, and we're in that circle of insanity, as they call it, right?
We definitely are.
Well, Dr. Andrea Clemmis, we got to leave it there. Thank you so much for being with us. Great insight on this survey. Appreciate you coming on Bill Martinez Live. 18 before the top of the hour right now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life to... As soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live. When
hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, Monday through Friday, coming at you 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome aboard. I am Bill Martinez, and Christine Niles joins us now, editor-in-chief at churchmilitant.com, news anchor and panelist on its two daily shows there. She was born in Saigon, Vietnam, left the country when it fell to the communists, has degrees from Notre Dame Law School and Oxford University. Christine, you and I could just talk about your life all afternoon. I mean,
yeah.
pretty fascinating stuff. I got to tell you, my heart, even though I'm a Vietnam-era vet, I didn't spend any time in Vietnam. I was stateside. I did Good Morning Camp Pendleton. I tell people I did Good Morning Camp Pendleton, just not as good as Robin Williams did, you know? So I was very, very fortunate. But I got to tell you, my heart, you know, is with the people there. And I just have a lot of perspective on, you know, what happened in Vietnam. And here it is, you know, you and your family had to leave, you know, early on when it fell to the communists.
We did, because essentially, from what I understand, we're a very wealthy family. Mm-hmm. Communists came. They took everything we had.
Right.
So my father realized we had no future there. And we were very blessed because I was born with a French citizenship.
Oh,
my grandfather was a colonel in the French army when, you know, back when it was Indochina. Mm-hmm. French had occupied Vietnam. He met my grandmother, who was Vietnamese. And that French citizenship passed down through my mother to us.
Oh,
and that was what allowed us to get on a plane and leave the country, whereas the rest of my family, my relatives, became boat people and refugees. They had to suffer horrors that we were spared. So
unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And here it is, you know, today, having, you know, you've put in the hard work with degrees from Notre Dame Law School and Oxford University, and we deal with America today and this culture today by comparison, you know, a whole different story altogether, but yet the challenges abound, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, we came to this country because it offered so many opportunities. And it seems to me that there's so many Americans today, especially liberals, who don't understand, you know, what a tremendous country we are, our Christian background, and people out there who really are, in a sense, trying to destroy the country
right.
through bad policy, you know, promoting social evils, that sort of thing. But fortunately, we have a president now, a new president, new regime, who I'm, you know, we hope is going to turn the tide back a little bit on some of these social, moral, political evils.
Yeah, two things. We have a man and a message, you know, for this time that we needed someone like a Donald Trump, somebody who's not beholden to someone, who has come in and looking, for the best interest, quite clearly evidenced by, his response to Boeing. You know, saying, hey, look at him, we're going to build you a new plane. It's just going to be a beautiful thing, and it's only going to be $4 billion. He goes, not the people's money. You're not going to do that. Quite refreshing.
That's fantastic.
Right?
Oh, so refreshing.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of hope, too. I mean, I'm Catholic, and
yes.
a lot of Catholics supported Trump. And one of our hopes is that he's going to appoint a pro-life Supreme Court justice. He has promised that that's what
yes.
he'll do.
Yes.
He's promised that he's going to appoint someone who's going to overturn Roe v. Wade. So obviously we're kind of sitting here we're a Catholic media apostle, and so we're kind of getting ready to hear who he's going to announce tonight at 8 p.m.
Exactly.
So
well, I say that Donald Trump, no doubt, a man with a message, but also greatly contributing to with people of faith. I mean, conservative Catholics came out in record numbers. Christians came out in record numbers, even though, you know, pastors in the pulpit and priests in the pulpit were concerned of, you know, the Catholic church that I attend in Florida. I was pleased that, you know, the priests were speaking out, not in a directive sort of manner, but at least, you know, getting the people to be engaged with the political process. And I don't know, maybe for Catholics, maybe it was the attack on the Little Sisters of the Poor brought it more to focus, or the combination of the things that were happening, you know, to this country that I think most Americans would agree was founded on Christian principles.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's really interesting, the Catholic vote. The first half of 2016, Trump was really struggling with the Catholic vote. You know, the polls showed that Hillary was leading by double digits among Catholics. More Catholics were wanting to vote for her, pro-abortion Democrat, than for this pro-life Republican. They were just turned off by Trump. They didn't like him for whatever reason. Well, this is interesting. He made the decision to take on Steve Bannon of Breitbart, who is a Catholic,
right.
You know, as sort of the campaign chair. And then, shortly after that, he hired Kellyanne Conway, very devout, practicing Catholic mother of four, to be his campaign manager. Very shortly after that, within 6 weeks, those numbers of the Catholics almost flipped. And, you know, you started to see specific Catholic outreach coming from Trump. For instance, when they canonized Mother Teresa, that very day, he issued a sort of a promotional ad, so, you know, extolling the virtues of Mother Teresa. I thought that was very smart. A lot of Catholics loved it. His video went viral among Catholics. He did the interview with EWTN, Raymond Arroyo. He issued a specific message through EWTN directed towards Catholics, saying, I will fight for you. You know, I will stand for you. I'll fight for your religious liberty. I have your interests, you know, at heart.
Exactly.
Again, very smart move. And I have no doubt that both Bannon and Kellyanne Conway were behind those. So by the end, you know, when November 8th came, he was very much up in the polls.
Mm-hmm.
With Catholics. And then, of course, you have the whole, you know, John Podesta emails coming out showing
right.
that he had these fake Catholic front groups where they spoke denigratingly about Catholics and the whole spirit cooking thing that made him look like he was attached to the occult.
Right.
So all sorts of things happened. Now, that's in the temporal sphere. I have no doubt, though, that in the spiritual sphere, there was things going on as well. I mean,
no
we
question.
Had Cardinal Burke come out and say, we need to pray a 54-day rosary novena for our nation. I think thousands of Catholics responded to that call.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I mean, I've got to see this. All the odds were against Trump winning. All the odds were stacked against him. Yet I really do believe that Our Lady interceded from heaven and secured this victory for us.
Well, no doubt. I mean, it is, you know, I don't know how you take it out of the miraculous. Because the numbers that they were talking about, it was such a shoo-in. And I think that this is why, you know, the Democrats and so many people are just, they're so discombobulated by this, but in this process, I believe that, you know, because of the realization, as you say, the input of, you know, Catholics, and I think also Governor Pence had a positive effect on the campaign
and
responding to, you know, to Catholics as well. So all this added up in such a way that it really messed up the psychology of the Democrats that, you know, were absolutely giddy about, you know, a supposed landslide, just an incredible turnover of government, and how the Democrats would, you know, could even possibly take over the House of Representatives as well as the Senate, so that it was going to be a fully controlled Democratic, you know, legislature and White House. And you're going, you know, that didn't happen.
Oh, it was just a crushing defeat across the board. And liberals are going insane. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to handle it. That's why you see all these protests going on everywhere, and they're getting more and more violent. And, you know, Steve Bannon just spoke with the New York Times. He said, you guys, the media, you still don't get it. You mm-hmm. still don't understand why Trump was elected, because none of you are listening. You know, maybe right. you guys need to just shut up for a moment and listen to the rest of the people, and then you'll start to understand why Trump won. But to this day, they don't get it. They don't understand, and they're going crazy.
Well, part of the problem, Christine, is they got to be right. They have to be right no matter when they're wrong. And when you're so insistent on your rightness, and we all know that. I mean, we, you know, those of us who have experienced and been embarrassed by that position, you know, we've learned the hard way that it doesn't bode well when we want to insist on our rightness in the face of empirical evidence that demonstrates clearly how wrong we are. They just don't have ears to hear. And, you know, we've got a country to run. This is the people's government, as Trump reaffirmed in his acceptance speech, his inauguration speech. And, you know, it's about we the people. You know, we need to mount up and understand that, yes, it's a spiritual battle that we fight. It's being outwardly exposed to, you know, in a fleshly representation, but there are evil forces abounding, and understand that they're not real happy about this. And this upcoming U.S. Supreme Court pick from Donald Trump is get ready. It's going to be a battle royal.
Oh, absolutely. That is going to be the next big fight coming up. And again, we're going to need Our Lady to pray, because I think it's going to be a bloodbath, no matter who Trump picks. And if he really does pick someone who is pro-life and who vows to overturn Roe v. Wade, I can guarantee a bloodbath in the Senate Judiciary Committee hearings.
How is he not going to pick a pro-life nominee? I mean, he's got to do that. There's no, you know, Chuck Schumer would insist, his idea of a moderate. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are two camps here, you know, in the pro-life movement. You've got the camps who are purists, say, well, you have to pick someone who's overtly, publicly pro-life, has a long pro-life track record. And then there are the realists who say, okay, pick someone who's pro-life, but he's not outspoken about it, because we need a realistic candidate who can actually get through the committee hearings and be appointed. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing is, we have the strongest, most pro-life, you know, Congress now than we've had in years and years. And so right now we have the strongest chance of getting someone in there, getting the votes we need to get a really pro-life candidate in there.
Exactly.
So I say, you know, go all out. Pick a great one. One of the names that comes up is Bill Pryor.
Right,
He's a circuit court judge, and he's been very outspoken about the pro-life. He has said that Roe v. Wade is the worst abomination in Supreme Court history.
Exactly. Christine, we got to leave it right there. You know, we're out of time. Christine Niles on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Christine.
It's Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August, who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularities. regularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Way set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and